This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day and I am back. Baby, did you miss me?
I missed you. I hope you had a wonderful Independence Day. And oh my goodness, it's going to be such a fun, spicy show tonight. We're going to talk about who we are as a people. That might be hard. We're going to talk about cocaine in the White House. That'll be fun. We'll be the only people ever who talk about the WNBA. They came up. Pronouns in your resume and why that's clearly a bad thing. America splitting, the military building, but not the way we want. The economy going the other way. You voted for this. Emails. So much tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, but I want to begin here. Yes, by the way, I should note that I'll also give you a heads up. I'll give you an update on how the camping slash glamping trip went over the weekend. All that and more is still to come tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's begin here, though. It was Independence Day weekend. And obviously, there's so many things we can lament about where we are as a nation, how our government is, how our culture is. There's plenty of time to do that. But there's also plenty of time to celebrate this wonderful place we've been blessed to live in. I've lived 41 years on this planet, and I consider it a gift from God that he gave this country to me. Could have put me anywhere. I was born here. And I know you celebrate it. And I know you love it. And we struggle with something. All of us struggle with something, struggle to understand something right now. We are struggling against this culture, against this America sucks culture. And I've seen so many angry people today and over the weekend about what so many people are saying about this country. Just here are some things. And after I get through these quotes, we're going to have a hard talk. So just stay with me. Jamal Bowman, world-class piece of trash from New York. This July 4th, we must remember that we stand on stolen land, toiled by enslaved Africans, and blah, 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 he goes on to say a bunch of other stupid things. Cori Bush, same thing. The Declaration of Independence was written by enslavers and didn't recognize black people as human. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It's 4th of July. It's high time we recognize the U.S. exists on stolen indigenous land and commit to returning it. Even the WNBA got in on it, although I do have to challenge Breitbart. I like Breitbart, but I have a problem with this headline because the headline says WNBA star Natasha Cloud. She calls America trash. Our country is trash in so many ways. It's racist, so on and so forth. And people are outraged that WNBA players say this. Our elected officials say this. Ice cream companies say this. They don't want these things to be said. But let me say something that's hard to accept. It's really, really hard to swallow. Our elected representatives, our athletes and entertainers, our corporations, our ice cream companies, we like to imagine that they are leaders, that they lead us. But the truth is, they're a reflection of us, of who we are as a nation. Not that it's a reflection of you personally. Everything isn't about you. Everything isn't about me. But us as a whole. You're mad that Jamal Bowman used Independence Day to trash America. Well, let me tell you something. If my congressman in the blood red area of Texas where I live, if he uttered those words on Independence Day, even though he's been in office forever, it would be his last term in the House of Representatives. Why? Because the people where I live, they love the country. Those comments are disgusting to them, and they would go to the polls and vote him out of office. Jamal Bowman, you can hate him all you want, and I do. Jamal Bowman is an accurate representative of his constituents. Jamal Bowman says these things because the people in his New York district feel this way. They don't disagree with him about that at all. You can hate him. I hate him. I hate those thoughts. The truth is, there's a significant portion of America that feels that way. Ben and Jerry's is an ice cream company. They exist on selling ice cream. They have to sell ice cream, and they have to sell a lot of it. It's a national, shoot, probably international, I haven't looked it up, ice cream company. Ben and Jerry's exists on me walking in the gas station and looking at ice cream selections and picking Ben and Jerry's, which I never would do. If Ben and Jerry's constant America sucks comments were actually unpopular, Ben and Jerry's would be out of business. But the truth is, those comments are not unpopular. They're not. We have a hard time accepting that we as a people are not what we should be. And that's the reason our government isn't what it should be. That's a reason our entertainers aren't what they should be. That's a reason. It's a reason that cultural institution after cultural institution after cultural institution, there's a reason it's not what it should be. Why does every major corporation from Nike to Bud Light run ads that are absolutely counter to what you believe and what I believe, and we're outraged by it, and we put our money where our morals are, and we stop shopping there, and we stand up for it, and yes, this has to stop. But why do they do it? Because a lot of Americans agree, and they keep shopping there. Chris just brought up a good point. Ilhan Omar is that communist representative from Minneapolis. She is a full-blown communist. She is one of the dumbest, most hateful, most anti-American human beings ever to walk the halls of the House of Representatives. She routinely trashes this country. And keep in mind, she escaped probably the biggest dump on the planet, Somalia, when she was a child. She escaped hell, where there it's run by warlords, where over 90% of the women, they have to endure female genital mutilation. And no, I'm not going to describe that. It's worse than you can imagine. There are kids listening. This is a common practice. She escapes that hell and now luxuriates in the United States of America and never misses an opportunity to crap on this country. And you look at Ilhan Omar and you say, that's crazy. I hate this person. That's anti-American. How could this person be there? But the truth is, Ilhan Omar just got 74% of the vote. Thanks for that little tidbit, Chris. Ilhan Omar and the things she says, that's an accurate representation of a significant portion of this country. Of her community. Our rot is so much deeper than Biden or Congress or Ben and Jerry's or WNBA players or this or that. Our rot is in the bones. It's in the blood. And we don't want to talk about that because we want to act like it's just some kind of boil we can lance and get rid of. But the truth is we have an infection in the bones. And that's why I talk to you so often about running for school board, about taking back your community, your town, taking ownership of things, because we have to get this out of our bones. And you have any idea how long it's going to take to get this infection out of our bones? This is generational. We can look at all the scumbags who run this country, who run our cities, who run our states, who bring us the news. And we can lament that this guy sucks and that girl sucks and this is terrible. And why does this person have a seat? They're accurate reflections of what we've become. And nobody likes to hear that, especially not patriots like you or me. Because that hurts. Because we don't want to live in a country where the people are unworthy of freedom. Where the people are unworthy of better representation in Congress, of better entertainers, of better ice cream companies. We don't want to live in that country, and you don't deserve to live in that country. And I don't deserve to live in that country. But we as a people, this is exactly what we deserve. And that hurts, doesn't it? All right, we're done with that. We have to talk about cocaine in the White House. We have to talk about so many things. Military, gosh, it's a huge show tonight. This might be the biggest show we've ever done. Before we get to that, let's talk about protecting yourself. I mean financially. These people are destroying the value of the dollar. They're not even pretending inflation is about to go down. They're wrecking your retirement. They are going to pop the stock market. Everyone knows it. And what can you do about that? You can't start your own currency. Get some gold. Get some silver. In your physical possession, you need to have some. And you really need to weave it into your IRA and 401k. It's raising the floor on that retirement you've worked so hard to build up. It can only drop so far when it's fortified with precious metals, and Oxford Gold makes it cake. They make it so easy. All you have to do is call. Make a phone call. Tell them I told you to call. 833-995-GOLD. For gold, you can hold. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'm so excited to be back here. I'll get back to some emails and things like that. Did you see Bill de Blasio? Bill de Blasio, former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, is separating from his wife so they can date other people, but they're not getting a divorce and they're staying in the same house? Now, I'll tell you what's really going on there in just a moment, but let's just focus on something before we get to the cocaine in the White House. I am not a big fan of awkward situations at all. I realize that you're separated. And you're dating other people.
What exactly is that like when she's in the kitchen making Hot Pockets or whatever, and you come home with another woman? Do they talk? Do you think that, Chris, do you think they talk? You've got to say, they've got to, right? They've got to say something. Hey, how are you? Careful of that mole on his back. Something that, what? I'm sorry, Chris. These are the thoughts that I go through. But hey, let's move on to cocaine. I just want to also say, do you know what this really is? This isn't some weird swinger relationship. You know what this really is? This is Bill de Blasio and his wife getting a divorce, but they each have too much dirt on each other to actually go through with the divorce. Remember all that money that ended up in her hands? That you remember all that? Remember all that? Yeah, that's exactly what this is. This is we're divorcing, but we each know too much about the dirty deeds of the other. So instead, we're just going to keep living together. Gosh. All right. Biden. The Biden White House. Now, I hate the Biden family. Not because they're Democrats, because they're soulless monsters, and they always have been. I hate them because of what they've done to that grandbaby of Joe's and the daughter of Hunter's, the one that they reject and they pretend like she doesn't even exist. That's just so deeply evil to me. That fathers running out on their kids, fathers abandoning their kids, it's something that is, it's a pet peeve, doesn't quite describe how I feel about it. It creates a venomous rage inside of me. And to do that publicly to an adorable baby girl just because the situation with her mom is awkward, I just think that's the worst thing ever. I hate Joe Biden for that. I hate the Biden family for that. I hate the Biden family for killing our troops in Afghanistan. I hate them for not caring when they showed up checking his watch. I hate them for what soulless, awful monsters they are. But because I hate the family so much for those kinds of things, I wasn't exactly shocked, or I wasn't uniquely perturbed when I found out that there was cocaine found at the White House. You've already heard the story by now. Hazmat team was called out. A mysterious white substance, white powder. And then, oh, look, it's some booger sugar. I am very much enjoying, actually, this news cycle because this kind of stuff is hilarious.
This is an area where visitors on tour groups often pass by. So is that the working theory right now, that it was likely a visitor? And are you confident that this was not a White House staffer?
There is an investigation. They're going to get to the bottom of this. What I wanted to be very clear is that this is a heavily traveled, to be more accurate, area of the campus of the White House, and it is where visitors from to the West Wing come through. I just don't have anything else. I'm not going to speculate on who it was.
Okay, that's her prepping the ground for them not being able to find the culprit. Well, it's heavily trafficked. I mean, there are people here all the time. Oh, wow, I'm just here taking a picture at the White House. Just a tourist. Whoops, dropped my eight ball. Uh-oh. I love that we're all supposed to pretend like we don't know who it is. I don't exactly need the video footage to know that it was the president's crackhead son who's been living at the White House. And what is it with Hunter Biden? It's not that I want anybody to be a criminal. Kids, don't be a criminal. Don't break the law for a variety of reasons. Not just staying out of prison, but it's a headache. It's expensive. Your life is worse. But if you're going to break the law, be better at it than Hunter Biden is. He records all of his crimes and puts them on laptops, all of them. He apparently is so flippant with bags of cocaine that he'll just drop them or leave them random places. I'm not a drug guy, but I would like to think I would be more responsible with my cocaine. If I had cocaine, I would have it in one of my zipper pockets. Or what, Chris? It's time to talk about personal responsibility. You protect your cocaine, all right? That's your cocaine. It's expensive. Cocaine's expensive, isn't it, Chris? I think it's expensive. It is expensive. Cocaine's expensive. You don't want to be irresponsible with your money. So when you get your cocaine, keep it in a satchel. Maybe keep it in your deep pockets. Not one of those. You know how you can get those front pockets where if you put your feet up, sometimes your stuff can fall out of it. You don't want to put your cocaine there. Make sure your cocaine is all zipped up. All right. From now on, kids, remember that. take care of your cocaine. Now, let's move on to some other things. I just really enjoyed that we're supposed to pretend like we don't know who it is, and we're also supposed to pretend like the authorities are really looking into it. Yeah, I'm sure Helen Keller's leading the investigation. I'm sure they're digging into this hard. We've really got to figure out who could it be? Quit. Focus. We're going to talk about firing communists, the building of the military, the polarization, the breakup of America. Oh, bright and sunny things like that are still to come. Let's talk about something serious here for a minute, though. The Acervo Project. The amount of children being trafficked in this nation is staggering. It's in the millions. It's happening all around you. They are trafficked amazingly. I can't believe this, by their relatives much of the time. They get stuck in these blackmail situations online, and it gets worse from there. If you are a child listening to me, there is help for you. The Acervo Project is there for you. Asservo. So if you're a child being trafficked, if you know or suspect of a child being trafficked, go to theacervoproject.org. They have a tip line. They'll find you. You and me, what do we have to do? We have to give them $14 a month so they can continue tracking down these monsters and having them thrown in dark holes forever and rescuing kids. The Acervo Project pulls kids out of the pit of hell. Theacervoproject.org. Asservo. Let's give $14 a month. $14 a month is what they ask. Theacervoproject.org.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. You can email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming soon. Email all that to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we go any further, I should give everyone a heads up on how the weekend went. Everyone knows the Kelly family, we were going out and we were going to be roughing it for a couple of days. It's going to be hard living, right? For the most part, it went well. I will say this. I don't want to act like we almost died, but I am surprised everyone did survive. The tent at night got really cold. The air conditioning was going overdrive. What, Chris? The air conditioning in the tent was going overdrive. The wife got cold. Both of my sons got cold. We had to have extra blankets brought in. So that was, look, that's basically like Lewis and Clark were living. So that was tough. It also should be noted that we were floating the river during the day, and it was just a blast. You know, floating the river, everyone gets a bunch of rafts. Chris, have you ever floated the river? Michael, you guys float rivers? Michael's not even paying attention. He's reading Israel stuff. You know what? Never mind, Michael. Sorry to interrupt, but floating the river is a blast. And you're on the river with all these other people, and everyone's having a blast. And we come across this really deep part of the river where someone has set up a rope swing. Now, for you city slickers out there, a rope swing is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's a giant rope hanging from a big tree branch, and you're supposed to grab it and do the Tarzan off of it and float into the water. I did the rope swing a bunch. How'd it go, Chris? It went great. You sound like my wife. She was all concerned. Don't hurt yourself. Don't do this and that. I'll be honest. Part of the reason I still do stuff like that, not just because I always have, I want to see if I can still do it. And you see all these young, because they had all the young bucks up there, 20 years old, going crazy on there. Well, I want to see if I can still hang with the young guys every now and then. And I'm telling you, still a rope swing master. Granted, I hit the water a little hard one time, and that hurt. That hurt. It's okay. It's all going to be fine. But I survived. Look, we survived roughing it, even with the AC that was working too hard. Had some world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers. Life was good. Last night, set off all kind of illegal fireworks and firecrackers in my area. But I was not alone. It sounded like Sarajevo in that place. Let me tell you what. It was a war zone. Back to some things. The Biden administration. They dropped a report on Afghanistan, and it's really bad. The report, of course, is fairly benign with its indictments, but it says State Department failed to plan well enough for Afghanistan withdrawal, the report finds. Of course, nobody's going to get fired or anything like that. And they dropped this report, of course, right before the holiday weekend. Remember something. Always remember something. I know you already know this, but keep this in mind. When news drops is important. It is always done purposely, because they want to limit the amount of eyeballs news actually gets. What does that mean? Let's say something bad happened to me. I did something bad. Let's say I did the rope swing this weekend, and instead of it going well, we found out I'm 41 going on 81. And I hurt myself embarrassingly. I broke a leg or something, rope swing. I wouldn't come back and drop that information out there on a Monday or a Tuesday. That's the beginning of the work week. Then people can jump on that and run all over it. Idiot breaks his legs trying to rope swing. Look at this dummy trying to be 20 again. If I wanted that information out there, when would I drop that information? Friday afternoon, Friday evening. I dropped the information. Hey, I put it out there. It's not like I was being secretive, but you drop it on Friday afternoon. So everybody going into their weekend, most won't even catch it. You're getting off work. You're finally putting the news down. You're taking off for the weekend. You're gone. The Biden administration worked up a report on its disastrous pullout of Afghanistan, and they dropped it the day before a holiday weekend so nobody would see it. The media asked Joe Biden about it, and I've got to tell you, I've grown to love this part of Joe Biden as much as I hate Biden and the Biden family. I've grown to love the fact that he's so full of lies and yet so full of dementia that he will routinely offer things as an explanation that aren't an explanation at all. And he acts like it's an explanation. And I've used this example before because it was my favorite one on the campaign trail. Remember, he was always asked about Hunter Biden, all the illegal things that Hunter Biden did. And Joe's response to everybody, to all the reporters, was, well, who said he did anything wrong? Nobody's saying he did anything wrong. No one's even said that when everyone was saying it. Wait, what are you talking? And he would act like that's kind of it. Well, see, the conversation's over. He did the same thing when asked about Afghanistan. Listen to this one.
No, all the evidence is coming back here. Remember what I said about Afghanistan? I said Al-Qaeda would not be there. I said it wouldn't be there. I said we'd get help from the Taliban. What's happening now? What's going on? Read your press. I was right. Thanks.
So the report is from the State Department, actually, about the withdrawal.
Read your press. I was right. What does that mean? Read your press. In case you're wondering, it's not just me who was confused. Corinne Diversity Hire got asked about it today.
On the report, has the president reviewed it or been briefed on it? He was just asked about it in the Roosevelt Room, and he said, read your press. And I wasn't really clear what he was trying to say there.
Well, I didn't hear. I know that he was asked about this particular review or this action, after action review that was given. Look, what I can speak to is more broadly what the president has said. And I think this is what he was referring to.
Yeah, so the reporters didn't know either. I really need to find a way to work this into my personal life. And I need to find... No, hear me out, Chris. I need to find a saying of some kind that explains nothing that I'm going to start using whenever the wife comes at me about something. Hey, Jesse, did you remember to take out the trash? Oh, I don't know. Maybe read your press. It's something that, like, something, you know, something. I can't figure out what it needs to be, but it's gotta be something. It's gotta be something along the lines of, let me think. It's gotta be ridiculous, but it kind of has to be universal. Oh, that's not bad. Well, no, Chris said, well, if you check your voicemail, that won't work because she actually checks her voicemail. That won't work at all. No, she's obsessive about checking voicemails, returning messages. Oh, you know what you can do? This is simple. It's a little bit wrong and devious, but it's very simple. We talked about that. No, hear me out, Chris. No, I know it's wrong, but she won't know, or at least if I say it so convincing, she'll think it's true no matter what it is. Jesse, did you seriously go in and eat all the leftover chicken? We were going to have that for dinner tonight. We talked about that. It's universal. It's great. And then I'll just drop it out there. I like this new plan. This is a good plan. This is what, Chris? It's a good plan. And look, I've explained several times to everybody. There's no limit to what you can accomplish when you have no morals or values whatsoever. When there's no moral compass, you can get away with everything. Joe Biden's been doing it forever, honestly. You mad about the Afghanistan report? Read your press.
No, all the evidence is coming back there. Remember what I said about Afghanistan? I said Al-Qaeda would not be there. I said it wouldn't be there. I said we'd get help from the Taliban. What's happening now? What's going on? Read your press. I was right.
That's great. All right. America's splitting up. As in, it's already happening. Why is it happening? What's going on? What's our future like? Let's have a heavy talk next. Before we have a heavy talk about that, let's have a little personal talk about our own health. Our testosterone levels are in free fall. Our women are less vital than they've ever been. Our men are less vital than they've ever been. We're not making enough babies. We're not strong enough. We're not energetic enough to claw back this republic that we're losing. Chalk, the anti-communists at Chalk, they're trying to help save it with natural herbal supplements. Natural. No more chemicals. Natural. You know, fellas, a male vitality stack from Chalk, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. I really want you to do me a favor. I want you to take it for 90 days, and then I want you to email me and tell me how you feel. Ladies, go do the same with the female vitality stack. Give it 90 days. Get a subscription because they're 35% off. I want you to cancel it after 90 days if you don't feel better. I want you to email me after 90 days and tell me how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you to the discount. Go now.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm still dying to know how this de Blasio marriage, but dating other people while living in the same house thing is going to work. Even though I've been thinking about this while during the break. Even if they agree, hey, when I bring home a date, we're just not going to talk. What happens if you're in the bathroom and they have to go? And they come try the door. What? No, hear me out, Chris. What if you're sitting there on the bowl and all of a sudden, hey, this is Bill. I'm sorry. I just came home with your wife. What, Chris? Chris, send them to the movies with $30. They're not 12-year-olds. It's your wife. Oh, my goodness. I want to know how this is going to work. What if someone's cooking and you're planning on coming home and doing some cooking? What if somebody, hey, every home. Now, I don't know what kind of fancy home the de Blasios have, but every home has one decent sitting area. People lie to themselves and act like there are multiples. No, we have a living room and then we have a family room. There is one room in your home everyone goes to lounge around, and only one room. I've never been in a home that had more than one. There's one room. So whoever makes it home first with their date gets claim to that room. Where do the other people go? What are the rules on the food? I mean, no, hear me out. What if Bill, he brings a date home and they just went out to a steak restaurant or something. And he's got some leftover mac and cheese and he stashes it in the kitchen. And then his wife brings home her dude, Dudley or whatever his name is. And he's hungry and sees the mac and cheese. Is the mac and cheese fair game? I want to know. Look, we're going to stay on this. All right. We're going to stay on the important things. Jesse, I've heard you say 100 times, get to a red state is starting getting is, or I've heard you say it 100 times, but get to a red state is starting to get real. I live in the beautiful state of Michigan and was furious when we legalized late stage abortion. That alone made me sick. Today, led by our witch of a governor, Stretching Gretchen Whitmer, our state house passed a bill that will result in $10,000 in fines and 5 years in prison if you intentionally call someone by the incorrect pronoun. I would get mad, but it's like you always say, we get the government we deserve. Well, like we talked about earlier, we do get the government we deserve. And I want you to remember something. I talk about national divorce all the time, and I always will. Why do I discuss national divorce? Well, because we're at least two separate nations already. That's already the case. We cannot remain that way. When you don't share common values and you become two separate nations, you no longer get added protection by living together. In fact, quite the opposite. You find yourself at each other's throats. It creates a dangerous situation. You shouldn't be living together. So we need to separate. Right? We need to go our separate ways. I realize divorce is an ugly thing. Maybe you've gone through one or two yourself, but I know it's terrible. I haven't gone through one, but I've had several friends that do. It's always awful. It's always ugly. I understand all that. But at some point in time, in rare circumstances, I admit, but at some point in time, for the safety of everyone, maybe it's best if we separated, huh? I want us to divorce because if we don't, I'm worried we're going to start hurting each other badly. And I know the communists are already hurting us. They're already assaulting and murdering people all over the place on the right. The government, the communists and the FBI and the DOJ are locking away our January 6th prisoners and have been for so long. I realize we're already at the point where they're starting to hurt us, but I'm talking about in a more elevated way. So what do I want? Well, I want something ridiculous that won't happen. But what I want is, let's take the communist leaders and let's take the anti-communist leaders and let's agree that we can agree on one thing. We hate each other. Right? Look, hey, that's progress. Let's agree. This is not working. We shouldn't live together. We hate each other. Let's sit down. We'll take weeks, months. Let's take a year. Find some sort of a neutral arbitrator, maybe someone from another country. And let's divide up the assets and liabilities. Let's decide which state, which county goes where the lines are drawn, who gets what portion of the military, the nuclear weapons, who gets the debt, who gets what portion. Let's, just like in a divorce proceeding, let's decide who gets the house and who gets the kids on the weekends. Let's sit down and do it. Why do I want that? I want that because I don't want anyone to get hurt. Now, I know that's not going to happen the way I want it to happen. I'm not naive. There's nothing like that, really, that's going to happen. But it is important for you who scoff at me. Jesse, I'm never leaving New York. I love it here. My mom's here. The divorce is stupid. That's treason. I love America. It's important for you to understand that your opinion of national divorce doesn't matter at all. That my opinion of national divorce doesn't matter at all. Your opinion, my opinion, what we think, what we want, it matters not at all. It's already happening. Conservatives go to red states and liberals go to blue as the country grows more polarized. Did you know that there's a 6-state coalition? Texas, Tennessee, Carolinas, Florida, so on and so forth. There's a 6-state coalition right now whose GDP now exceeds the uber wealthy Northeast, the New York, Boston, all that stuff crowd. This is the first time ever. People are packing up. Businesses are packing up and they're fleeing states where they'll have you arrested if you don't call that dude a chick. They're leaving. People, historically, this isn't unique to us as a country. Historically, people will leave when they are in an area that is hostile to them. You ever heard of the Black Hills? The Black Hills, it's, quote, the sacred place for the Lakota, the Sioux. Now, I love the Lakota and the Sioux, full disclosure, but it's supposed to be a sacred place to them. It's a very sacred place. Well, that was, of course, just propaganda. They sold do-gooder Americans. How do I know that? Because the Blackfeet were there before them. And the Sioux, who were a more powerful tribe, ran the Blackfeet out of the Black Hills. The Blackfeet were no longer in the Black Hills. The Sioux were, because they found the Black Hills to be a place hostile to them. Human beings migrate. The divorce, whether you like it or I like it, it's already coming. It's already happening. Now, we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's talk about personal protection. Obviously, you saw all the news over the weekend. Shot, stabbed, this and that. And what drives me crazy, I always dig into these stories, and I'm always blown away at how often there were no self-defense weapons involved at all. Nobody. You see some woman assaulted terribly, and I'm screaming, where's your protection? Do you have a hero gun and do you carry one? Or do you have a hero arrow? Do you carry one? Does your daughter carry one? These are non-lethal. Pepper balls or pepper gel, depending on what you get. The hero arrow even has a 120 decibel alarm. Get one for the person you love and beg them to carry it on them. Like I said, it's not even a gun. So you look, daddy, I don't like guns. Totally fine, sweetheart. No, it's pepper. Go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse for a special discount. Protect your loved ones. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.